AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. 3,300 and counting. How much higher the death toll will climb in Nepal depends on the state of remote Himalayan villages that rescue workers are still trying to reach. Here's AP correspondent Tim Sullivan.
The issue now is what's happening near the epicenter. That's only about 80 kilometers away, but this is a very isolated place. Paved roads only go about two-thirds of the way. And even on the best of days, it can take as long as 6 hours to drive there.
Many of the roads are believed to be cut off by landslides, making it likely some of these communities can only be reached by helicopter. In Chicago, Loretta Land has talked to her son Andy, one of the Mount Everest survivors. She says her son and the other climbers still face a big challenge.
My concern is getting down the avalanches and the rock slides. And they have indicated it several times that the structure of the mountain has changed. So the Sherpas going up have a path laid out, but that path probably is different now.
Parts of Texas have been dealing with rough weather. Meteorologist Bryn Kerr is at the Storm Prediction Center.
Very large hail, some in excess of 4 inches in diameter, and then we've had a number of tornado reports.
TV footage from Rio Vista in Johnson County, where a tornado was reported, showed downed trees and debris and an overturned semi-trailer in a roadway. Five people are still missing in the water after a powerful storm capsized several sailboats taking part in a weekend regatta near Mobile Bay, Alabama. Coast Guard Sector Commander Duke Walker telling WKRG-TV.
It's been very difficult to piece a lot of the information together because of the widespread participation out on the bay.
More than 100 sailboats and as many as 200 people were participating in the running of the regatta in Mobile Bay when the storm hit Saturday. Two bodies have been recovered. This is AP Radio News. A rally in Times Square Sunday marked the centennial of the deaths of 1.5 million Armenians under the Ottoman Empire, which is today's Turkey.
The rally drew several thousand people demanding the U.S. government deem the deaths during World War I genocide. The international dispute over the killings focuses on that one word. Taner Akçam is a Turkish-born scholar who supports the Armenian cause.
We are determined to continue to struggle until the truth shall finally prevail.
Pope Francis recently labeled the death genocide. Turkey, however, denies this and says the toll has been inflated and that those killed were victims of civil war and unrest. Julie Walker, New York.
Thailand sees 3 tons of ivory hidden in tea leaf sacks from Kenya in the second biggest bust in the country's history. 511 elephant tusks worth $6 million were bound for Laos. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.